hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier today. He's in for Big Joe. And Brandon Bigsby on the ones and twos behind the glass. Let's say hello to the one and only forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders, joins us now. Number 81 in your programs, number one in your hearts. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. It's a good cold, brisk day, but man, just happy to be alive and happy to be on the show each and every Friday. How y'all brothers doing?
We're good. When are you scheduled to meet with the Titans for their head coaching opening?
Yesterday, I met with them.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Was it out in the parking lot? Like, hey, Chris, what were you doing here? Or?
It was a Cracker Barrel.
Okay. I want to start with this, sure. Chris, because, like, obviously they have got to get this right with the head coach. But how much will a potential head coach presenting a winning staff help that guy get the job? Because I think the assistants are just as important.
They are, but here's the thing that you have to do. I think sometimes we focus so much on a big name, but it's not a good fit. You got to make sure it's a good fit, you know, with the head coach, but also with other people. But then you get the head coach in there, then he's going to bring his assistants in, and then he's going to bring an identity or a focus of what you want to do with this team. So I think it's important to have a great head coach and great assistants, but it has to be a good fit, because everybody wants to get the big names and the big guy, and that's all great. But if it's not a good fit and you don't get good assistants in here that has the same vision that the head coach has, it's not going to work.
Well, you always bring up Les Steckel and how important Les Steckel was to your career. I feel like that is, you know, where whoever this next head coach is, you know, specifically looking at offensive coaches of how they're going to help develop Cam Ward and some of these young offensive players.
But see, the wild part about it is people want a guy coming in here that's yelling at people and screaming at people. That's not keeping people accountable. That's just being a loud coach. Les Steckel was soft-spoken, but he expects you to get it done. So when you're looking at a head coach, you want a guy that's relational with the players. You want a guy that's going to keep a guy's accountable. You want a guy that's going to demand him to get it done. But it's not about screaming. It's not about yelling. It's not about cussing people out. It's about saying, okay, I expect you to run the right route. I expect you to read the right defense. I expect you to be on time on defense. Those are the things you want in a head coach. I don't want a coach to start screaming and yelling and, you know, making practice not fun. Yeah, you want to have fun, but you still have a coach that's going to keep you accountable and make you and bring the best out of you. That's the kind of cat that I'm looking for.
Les was your wide receivers coach when you first came into the league, I think maybe the first couple of years. How much did Jerry Rome help you?
Jerry Rome?
Yeah.
Jerry Rome used to cuss me out. That's what I kind of hesitate. Wait a minute. No, listen, great X and O's guy. But Jerry Rome let me have it. I mean, I walked in the building. He cussed me. I'm like, wait a minute. I just got here. So I just stepped in the building. But Jerry Rome was a great, great coach, X and O's and schemes and all that. But you want a coach that's going to pull greatness out of you, not scare you into doing something. And when you talk about, I'm so glad you brought Les Steckel's name up, because Les Steckel was a guy that expected you to get it done. He looked you in the eye. He shook your hand and said, Chris, I expect you to run the route. I expect you to get the guy off the spot. I expect you to do that. So when you have guys like that and coaches like that, I'm not saying coddling guys. It's saying, you know what? I believe in you, and I expect you to get it done. That's the next coach that you have to bring in.
Chris Sanders is online with us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Chris, obviously the Titans made it known they wanted to somehow go and talk to John Harbaugh. Those conversations were kind of stopped because of the whole New York Giants situation.
Yeah,
waiting on his name to dry on the contract right now. What do you think was the biggest turnoff for a guy like John Harbaugh with the Titans?
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna say the good and I'm gonna say the bad. The good thing about it is you're moving into a new stadium in a year or so. You got a young quarterback in Cam Ward that's good. You got a defense that had the potential to be great because of Jeffrey Simmons. But I think the bad part about it is just my opinion, and I'll say this in total respect, that there's no direction. You got to have a direction of where you're going. You got to have identity of what you want. You got to bring people in. Number one, everybody's got to be on the same page in the front office. So I just think that when you're looking at it as a head coach, if you have all this disarray, you just got fired from a different organization, and you're going to come into something that doesn't have direction, I just think that maybe, that's just my opinion, maybe that was a little turnoff of why he didn't want to come.
So when the reports were out there about the Titans getting on a plane and they're willing to match the $18 to $20 million a year is what it seemed like, do you look at that as more fool's gold for Titans fans to take, or is that actual some merit to those words?
I mean, it is. I mean, it. I don't know what Harbaugh was – I mean, that's a lot of money, and I just think that, you know, I mean, I know it's good about the money, $18, $20. I think that's great, but I just think that – I hate to say this about him, but there's just not a clear-cut vision of where the Titans want to go. And I just think that I don't think it was about the money. I don't think it's, okay, I want an extra $500,000. Yeah, that's great. But you want to find a team that has a little bit of direction. I'm not saying the Giants are in the same position, but at least they're trying to do these things. I know the Titans are trying to do the thing, but at the end of the day, he picked the New York Giants. And I just think that, in my opinion, that's a great fit.
And on top of all that, when it comes to the Titans roster going into the NFL draft, just where do you see your eyeballs looking at certain prospects when it comes to just special players to add to this roster?
Yeah, but see, you need a whole bunch of players, and I'm not going to steal Derek Mason's thunder. They need some depth at every position. We got the quarterback situation solidified, but then you look behind them, it's Brandon Allen, and we kind of saw what happened when Cam Warren went down. And then you go to the left guard position, you got Skoronski. Then after that, you got Drew Reese or something like that, and you got Blake Hance. You don't know those guys. Then you go to the right guard position. You got Zeiler, which you know. You got Dillinger that you kind of know. Then you got Clay and Webb. I mean, who are those guys? You got to figure out and get some depth at those positions. And I think if you get some depth at those positions and some wide receiver positions also, I think you can start building a roster and build a team.
Chris, tell me about George Henshaw. How much did he help you?
Oh, love George. Listen, he'll cuss you out too. He's going to give you a cuss word. But here's what I love about Henshaw. He was so personable. He was so relational because he would yell at Josh Evans. He would yell at all those guys. But here's what he did is he made those guys better. He said, you know what, even though I yell at you, even though I'm cussing you out, I still love you as a human being, because there's some coaches that are yelling and screaming and this and that, and all you got was yelling and screaming without any tension. So I love Henshaw. I love what he brought, and just a great man to be around.
I'll ask you in all seriousness, because I know that this probably motivated you. I know it motivated Derek, but you look at DK, who is an all-pro as a returner now, and, you know, decent as a wide receiver. You have Alec Eilmanner, has a very good rookie year. But still, one of the conversations is the Titans need to go find a true number one wide receiver. Do you remember when they signed Yancey Thigpen, Carl Pickens? I mean, bring guys in. What does that do for those guys when they hear that conversation and then eventually are probably going to see them bring somebody in?
Hey, mad as fish grease. You know how hot as fish grease is. It's really hot. So I was really hot. And let me take you to the scenario where I was at. I was watching the draft, and Joe Theismann dogged the whole receiving corps. Said, we're not good. We can't do this. So I'm sitting there with some of my friends, and we're looking at that, and the whole country's looking at that. So I'm furious. I was actually in tears. But here's what – if I had a chance to talk to DK and those young guys, and I'm hearing that, this is what I would do. And Jared would laugh at me about this. I would say this. You got two choices, to get better or get bitter. So once I understood that I'm going to play so well that you're going to have to play me, that I'm going to outbeat Dyson, I'm going to beat Yancey Thigpen, I'm going to do that. Not that I don't like them. It's just that I'm going to play so well that you have to play me. And that's exactly what happened. They brought a lot of guys in. But what I did as an individual, I had to put my pride and my selfishness at the door, but I'm going to play so well that you have to play me. So if I'm those guys and I talk to those guys, that's the message that I relay to those guys.
It's crazy looking at 2000. You had Kevin Dyson. He gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yourself. Yancey's still around. Pickens is around. Some guy named Chris Coleman. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I remember him. Yep.
Some guy named Chris Jackson. Have no idea who that is. Lenny Ware. Have no idea who that is.
Who?
Exactly.
Sounds like a singer in the 60s.
Yeah, I know, but I mean.
Lenny Ware.
But look, I mean, the year 2000, that's when Derek finally got his opportunity, and look what he did with it.
Listen, Derek is a prime person to look at on how it's done correctly. When you talk about guys trusting the process, look at Derek. Derek during the Super Bowl season, he was the sixth receiver, but he never complained. He never was sad. He never, you know, yelled at the coaches. He just put his face mask on, put his chin strap on every day, put his pads on every day, and came to work. So when you come to work and do what you're supposed to do and have a great attitude, eventually greatness is going to find you. In my opinion, and I'm not biased or anything, I think Derek Mason is the best receiver to ever come in through the Titans, era of the Titans. I think he's the best. And the reason why he's the best, he trusts the process, and he's a tough, tough joker, and I think he's the best.
Look, he's no Isaac Bird, but he's pretty good.
Isaac Bird.
Hey, I loved Isaac Bird. I don't know why, but I like.
He just looked gross in his uniform, though.
Well, he always, it just like, they would never throw to him, and when they did, he made like a clutch catch, and it's like, hey, Isaac Bird.
Every time, like, hey, there he is. But then I remember we played in 1999. We were playing the Atlanta Falcons, and he scored a touchdown. You know, his dance is doing the bird. He did it for like 3 minutes, and everybody just walked away. Like, man, you dancing too long. Just go home, man. It was really, really funny. But just a great player, great human being, man.
Do you remember your wide receiver room in 2001?
Yeah, Carl Pickens.
No, he was gone. Pickens was gone.
Who was they? Was it Art Monk?
No. You had several rookies.
Who was it?
Eddie Berlin.
Oh, Drew Bennett.
Drew Bennett. Justin McCarron's.
Wow. Great room.
Dice was back. D-Mace, yourself, Chris Coleman.
Wow.
As well.
That is a good receiver room right there, buddy.
Yep. So yeah. It was a good time. You had tight ends, Aaron Kinney, Shad Meyer, and Frank.
What, so Harris wasn't there? Jackie Harris was gone?
I think Jackie was gone, yeah.
Wow.
I think Jackie was there the year before. Okay. Yeah, no? Maybe he was hurt. He might have been hurt.
Yeah, he might have been hurt. Yeah, I remember Jackie Harris being there. But, yeah, we had some good players, man. I missed that era of football, man. It was just fun to be in the locker room and great coaches. Just everything about it was fun, man.
All right, who gets it done Monday night, Miami or Indiana?
Oh, I think – Miami's going to win, but you can't count out Indiana. Indiana, man, they're just playing at a totally different level. I know I'm kind of contradicting myself. You know, Miami has all the athletes, has all the speed, but then you have Indiana team that has the want to, that has the drive, that has no individuals, guys playing at a team. So, you know, I don't know. I'm going to switch my pick. I'm going to go with Indiana. I think Indiana's going to win it.
I think
Indiana's going to win it.
I think they're going to win it too.
I do too. It's just something different, man. Just like the year we lost to the Rams, it was just something about that team. It's the same thing with Indiana. I changed my mind. I'm going Indiana 27, Miami 24.
Oh, okay. So a close one. All right. Okay,
pretty close.
Well, next week I'll ask you about Gennaro DiNapoli. So we look forward to that.
And, Chris, thanks for not being in the car with your maps on behind. We appreciate you taking time for that.
Am I doing what?
For not being in the car
having
with your
navigation.
Maps in the back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guess who I saw yesterday?
Who? I knew that was coming. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the show, as he always does every Friday, and we appreciate that. Yeah, I think every week we'll just name a former obscure Titan and get Chris to tell us about it. We'll react to some of that and much more, plus a little later, I got to complain about baseball, and I know you do too. We'll do that as well. 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game.